Good evening. This is Harry Baya with Wombats and Music. You're listening to WEHC from Emory and Henry College, your college and community station. Wombats and Music is my chance to play for you my favorite songs of all time. I have a great time collecting them. I'm also going to be playing some spoken stuff during the next few weeks. And I will be putting on some live music here and there. Tonight I'm going to start off with one of my favorite songs. Of course, I have a lot of favorite songs, but this one is one of them, Sailing by Christopher Cross. He recorded this in 1980. It was on his debut album. VH1 rates it as one of the greatest hits of all time. I played it a few months ago, and one of my fans, I think there are three of you out there, one of my fans, Angela Brink, said she wanted to hear the whole song. It got cut off at the end of the tune. So this is going to be Chris Cross playing Sailing.
Sailing takes me away to where I'm
That was Criss Cross and Sailing. Whoops. That was the Drifters jumping in a little ahead of time. Criss Cross recorded that in 1980. He was from San Antonio. The next song goes all the way back to 1954. This is the Drifters with Clyde McFatter. It's a classic rock and roll, one of my favorite songs from the past. From then on, we're going to be doing a lot of country music and the story of people leaving the South and moving into the big cities. But the first song was an 80s pop song, and this is a 1954 rock and roll, The Drifters with Honey Love.
I need it,
I need it
when the moon is bright. I need it,
I need it
when you hold me tight. I need it,
I need
in
it
the middle of the night. I need your honey love. I want it,
I want it
when the lights are low. I want it,
I want
just
it
before you go. I want it,
I want
because
it
I love you so. Have a little mercy and give some
honey love.
Now throw your arms around me. Pretend that you're a loving dove. Now you squeeze,
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 squeeze.
That's the honey love. I'm gonna get it in the morning sun. I'm gonna get it when the day is done. I'm gonna get it, cause it's so much fun. I'm gonna get me some
honey love.
Yes, I love it,
I love
cause it feels so fine. I love it,
I love
yes, it thrills my spine. I love it,
I love
cause you're mine, oh mine. I love your
honey love. Let me, let me, let me, let me love. Let me, let me, let me, let me love. Let me, let me, let me, let me, let me, let me, let me.
And me get cozy, just like the fingers in a glove. Let's kiss,
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 kiss.
That's the honey love.
I need it,
I need it when the moon is bright. I need it,
I need it
when you hold me tight. I need it,
I need
in
it
the middle of the night. I need
honey love.
I need,
oh yes,
honey love. I need
baby,
honey love, I need.
Get it, boy.
Honey love, I need your honey love.
That was the Drifters with Honey Love. Now we're going to move into a theme. I've got a number of country music songs, and they all cover sort of the same idea. Back in the early part of this last century, actually, 1930s, 40s, 50s, there was a mass exodus from farms into the cities. The war, before the war, and then after the war, the Depression, all these things contributed to people leaving the country and moving into the cities. And the transition was difficult for many, painful psychologically, a giant change in the way the American lived their lives, and the music changed and reflected it. I'm going to start off with the song by Judy Collins. It's called The Coming of the Roads, and it documents a romance that failed. The young woman is talking about her boyfriend who left and became part of the new urban life, and she blames it all on the coming of the roads. This is Judy Collins. Judy Collins was a piano virtuoso at 13. And went on to become one of the best folk singers of her generation, sang with all of the great people, Pete Seeger among them. And so she's recorded this song in 1965, and it's called The Coming of the Roads, one of the classic songs of the era.
Now that our mountain is growing, with people hungry for wealth, How come it's you that's a-going, and I'm left alone by myself? We used to hunt the cool caverns deep in our forest of green. Then came the road and the tavern, and you found a new love, it seems. Once I and I can't help from blaming your going on the coming of the rose. Look how they've cut all to ancient poplar and oak, and the hillsides are stained with the greases that burned up the heavens with smoke. You used to curse the bold crew of its ore. Now you've changed and you've gone over to them, and you've learned to love what you hated before. Once I thanked God for my treasure. Now like rust it corrodes, and I can't help from blaming your going on the coming of the rose.
That was Judy Collins singing The Coming of the Rhodes. So part of the question then that happens, what happened to the people who left the rural areas and went into the big cities? A lot of them experienced alienation. Rural Southerners used to small family gatherings were suddenly in large urban environments where they didn't know a soul. And they tried to adjust, but it was hard. It took generations to make that adjustment. The next song is by Bobby Bear. It's called Detroit City. He recorded it in 1963, and it caught the experience of many of the Southerners who left their farms and their small towns and moved to the big cities. He went to Detroit in this song.
I wanna go home. Oh, how I home folks think I'm big in Detroit City. From the letters that I write, they think I'm fine. But by day I make the cards, by night I make the bars. If only they could read between the lines. 'Cause you know, I rode a freight train north to Detroit City. And after all these years, I find that I've just been wasting my time. So I just think I'll take my foolish pride and put it on a southbound freight and ride. Go on back to the loved ones, the ones that I left waiting so far behind. I wanna go home. I wanna go home. Oh, I wanna go home.
That was Bobby Bear singing Detroit City. Sad song. The next song is almost as sad. It's the same kind of story. This is Gladys Knight and the Pips singing Midnight Train to Georgia. In this story, the woman is singing about her boyfriend, and he moved to Los Angeles to try and make it big. But it didn't work for him, and he's giving up, and he's going home. And she's going with him. This song was recorded in 1973 by Gladys Knight and the Pips, Midnight Train to Georgia.
Well,
That was Gladys Knight and the Pips singing Midnight Train to Georgia. This is Harry Baya on Wombats and Music. You're listening to WEHC, your college and community station. By the way, if you'd like, you can pick this up streaming on the web. Go to ehc.edu and click on WEHC FM. Right now, this station is 500 watts. Sometime this year, we expect to go to 10,000 watts. You'll get us clear then. We think we'll be reaching all the way to Johnson City, Kingsport, and Marion. Right now, you're getting us live in a very nearby region, or else you're listening to us streaming on the web. The next song takes us into a different part of the world. So the Southerners moved into the cities, and they experienced this alienation. What was it like for them? I mean, how does life change? And the next song, I think, catches part of it. This could have been anywhere. It could be in a small town. But somehow I think this man is in a big city, and he's not happy either. That would be my way of putting it anyway. This is Sammy Kershaw and singing down and dirty kind of life, I guess. It's called Third Rate Romance, and it's kind of a tawdry kind of love. So here's Sammy Kershaw.
Sitting in a tiny table in a ritzy restaurant, she was staring at her coffee cup. He was trying to keep his courage up by applying booze.
kept saying, I've never really done this kind of thing before. Have you?
That was Sammy Kershaw singing Third Rate Romance. Sammy is from Kaplan, Louisiana, and for you country music buffs, he was once married to Lori Morgan. He recorded that song in 1994. Country music often reflects working class values. The typical protagonist in a country music song is a laborer or a manual worker, rarely an office person, although there are exceptions. What happens to the guy who doesn't leave the small town? And he's a working man, so probably drives a pickup truck, wears jeans, works outside part of the time. What's his life like? Well, here's one little picture of part of it. This is called Some Girls Do, and it's by, Sawyer Brown. I've got actually three songs by Sawyer Brown. So here is Sawyer Brown singing Some Girls Do.
She turned up her nose as she walked by my Cadillac. From the corner of my eye, I saw you and you laughed. You were sitting on the swing on your front porch, painting your nails like you were bored. And you yelled she was sure impressed with you. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. And wild and a little crazy too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. Laughing at me, I was doing James Dean. You was the prettiest girl I'd ever seen. When you rolled your eyes and twirled my pink fur dice. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and a little crazy too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. Some girls do. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and a little crazy too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. I said some girls do. You know some girls do. Like boys like me. You know some girls do.
That was Sawyer Brown singing Some Girls Do. Sawyer Brown's from Apopka, Florida, and he recorded that song in 1981. 10 years later, he recorded another hit. He probably had a few in between, too. In 1991, he recorded The Walk. The Walk is a much more serious song. You can see that Some Girls Do is a young man talking about romance. The Walk is a man who's lived a little bit, probably had a child, maybe seen his father die. And I find this one of the classic country songs. It's poetry to me. So here we are with Sawyer Brown in 1991 singing The Walk.
Down our long dusty driveway, I didn't want to go, but I said I, with tears in my eyes, of wondering. Daddy took me by the hand, down at the school bus, and held his little man and said, "Don't worry, boy, it'll be alright." 'Cause I took this walk, you're walking now, boy, I've been in your shoes. Well, you can't hold back the hands of time, it's just something you've got to do. So dry your eyes, I understand just what you're going through. 'Cause I took this same walk with my own man, down our long dusty driveway, set my mind to go. Well, I was 18 and wild and free and a-wondering. Daddy took me by the hand, looked out at the world and at his grown man and said, "Don't worry, boy, it'll be alright." 'Cause I took walk, you're walking now, boy, I've been in your shoes. Well, you can't hold back the hands of time, it's just something you've got to do. So dry your eyes, I understand just what you're going through. 'Cause I took this same walk with my own man, boy, I've been in your shoes. Down our long dusty driveway, this time we both would go. Well, he had grown old and gray, and his mind was a-wandering. Daddy took me by the hand, said, "I know where we're going, and I understand. Don't worry, boy, it'll be alright. Walk, you're walking now, boy, I've been in your shoes. Well, you can't hold back the hands of time, it's just something you've got to do. So dry your eyes, I understand just what you're going through. 'Cause I took this same walk with my own man, boy, I've been in your shoes. Yes, I took walk, you're walking now, boy, I've been in your shoes."
That was Sawyer Brown singing The Walk. I'm going to have another song by Sawyer Brown in a few minutes, but first let me take a break and tell you a little bit about WEHC and some of our programming. There's a lot of good shows on, and if you go to ehc.edu and click on WEHC-FM, you can see the schedule. Tomorrow night at this time, Eric Grossman will be playing songs, Appalachian music mostly. And then on Wednesday night, let me find it here, Steve Fisher, Wednesday night from 9 to 10, Rise Up Singing, folk music. Let's Get It On, Robert Weisfield, on Friday night, 9 to 10. All sorts of interesting shows going on. So I hope you can tune in a few of them. I'm going to go through a transition now. The next song is the beginning of my sad set. These are people having trouble with romance. The first one, Fancy Free, actually, the person singing, the Oak Ridge Boys sang it in 1981. The guy did a pretty good job of letting go of his lady friend when his love left him. He really handled it pretty well, I think, in this song. The next song by Sawyer Brown following this didn't go quite so well. So here we go with the Oak Ridge Boys singing Fancy Free.
I'm sitting fancy free because she wants to go. She's tired of loving me. She told me so. I guess she don't know just how much she means to me. But along with all my dreams, I'm sitting fancy free. Yes, I'm setting fancy free, even though I love her still. She'd be no good to me if I held her against her will. Even though that girl, she's the best part of my world. Along with all my dreams, I'm setting fancy free. Oh Lord, you just don't know how it hurts to say goodbye. She did her best to stay. I can't say she did not try. I just hope the road she takes leads back to me. So along with all my dreams, I'm setting fancy free. Yes, I'm setting fancy free, even though I love her still. She'd be no good to me if I held.
That was the Oak Ridge Boys singing Fancy Free. I love to play these songs. These are my favorites. And I want to talk about it a little bit so you can all sort of share in your experience and how you feel about them. I think songs are kind of like an audible Rorschach test. They're testing who we are, what we like. Each individual has their own set of preferences. For each of us, there are certain songs that we just can't ever forget. And those are sometimes unique to us. Somebody else may find the song irrelevant or boring. Well, these are mine. And I'm not alone. Some of these songs were big hits, so there are others like me who liked them. But we had different tastes and different preferences. First of all, I want the music to be wonderful. I want the music to hold me. I want the harmonies, the rhythms, the beats. All that's, it's got to really happen for me. And I hope it happens for some of the people who listen to these songs. That's why I play them. I play them because I love them, and I hope some of you love them. And you won't love everyone I love, but maybe you'll love some of them. So each of these songs has unique music. And the second thing is, especially the country songs, they tell a story. There's often a complete poetry in there. There's a complete poem, a beginning, a middle, and an end, a tragedy, a sadness, a great triumph. The next song is a love song, I guess. I think it's a song of failure or near failure, and yet there's something very strong holding these people together. See what you think of this. This is Sawyer Brown again, and this is called All These Years. And you have to imagine what's happening in the song. He never tells you exactly, but it's pretty clear what's going on. Here we go with All These Years.
She likes adventure with security, and more than one man can provide. She planned adventure feeling sure that he would not be home till after five. He turned on the lights and turned them off again. He said the one thing he could say. All these years, where have I been? Well, I've been down the road to working home again. And I'm still here until I'm gone. Don't you rub it in too hard that I've been wrong. All these years. She said you're not the man you used to be. And he said neither is this guy. She said there's some things you refuse to see. But I guess sometimes so do I. She made no excuse why she was lying there. She said the one thing she could say. All these years, what have I done? I made your suffer and your daughter and your son. Still I'm here, I'm still confused. But I can finally see how much I stand to lose. All these years. I'm still here, I'm so confused, but I can finally see how much I stand to lose of all these years.
That was All These Years by Sawyer Brown. Wow, what a sad story. That relationship might still be alive. Now, the next one, I'm not quite so sure. This one, I think, is probably dead. The guy doesn't want it to be dead, but from the story he tells, I think it's over, and I think he knows it's over. This is one of my probably top five songs of all time. I just love this song. It's by Randy Travis. It's called the hard rock bottom of your heart.
Since the day I was led to temptation, and in weakness did let your love down, I have prayed that with time and compassion you'd come around. And I keep waiting for you to forgive me, and you keep saying to the hard rock bottom of your heart, to the hard rock bottom of your heart. Now this home we have built is still standing, its foundation is on solid ground. Do we roll up our sleeves and repair? Keep waiting for you to forgive me, and you keep saying you can't even start, and I feel like a stone you have picked up and thrown to the hard rock bottom of your heart, to the hard rock bottom of your heart. Got to talk it out until our hearts get back in touch. I need your love, I miss it. I can't go on like this, it hurts too much. Keep waiting for you to forgive me, and you keep saying you can't even start, and I feel like a stone you have picked up and thrown to the hard rock bottom of your heart, to the hard rock bottom.
That was Randy Travis with the hard rock bottom of your heart. So what happens afterwards? I mean, okay, so it's all over. So Randy Travis has lost her. He's given up. What's he do? Where does he go? Well, there's a transition time. Before the next romance starts, if it ever starts, there's a sad time. And the next song is one of those. It's called Neon Moon. Last summer at Emory and Henry, there was a line dancing class, and I took it. And I enjoyed trying to learn how to line dance. We all had a lot of fun. But I loved the music. Every now and then, they'd put on a song. The man running the show, Brian, would put on a song. And I'd like the song a lot. This is one of those. It's called Neon Moon, and it's by Brooks and Dunn. So I heard it at the line dancing class, and I wanted to put it on my show. And this is what happens after you give up on the romance. If I can get it to go here. Thank you.
the sun goes down on my side of town, that lonesome feeling comes to my door, and the whole world turns blue. There's a rundown bar across the railroad track. I got a table for two way in the back, where I sit alone and think of losing you. I spend most every night beneath the light of a neon moon. Now if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely to watch your broken dreams dancing in out of the beams of a neon moon. I think two young lovers are running wild and free. I close my eyes and sometimes see you in the shadows of this smoke-filled room. No telling how many tears I've sat here and cried, or how many lies that I've lied, telling my poor heart you come back someday. Oh, but I'll be all right as long as there's light from a neon moon. Oh, if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely to watch your broken dreams dancing out of the beams of a neon. Say what I think, and it's hurt inside of me. Ain't never gonna end. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Oh, if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely. Your broken dreams dancing in out of the beams of a neon moon. Watch your broken dreams dancing in out of the beams of a neon moon. Oh, watch your broken dreams dancing in out of the beams of a neon moon.
That was Neon Moon by Brooks and Dunn. That was a hit in 1992. It was their third single. Interesting enough, the song that replaced it on the hit parade in 1992 was Some Girls Do by Sawyer Brown, which we heard earlier. We're going to close out tonight with a really sad song. This is Harry Baya on Wombats and Music, playing my favorite songs. The next song, which we won't play all of, we'll just work out the first 3 or 4 minutes of it, is by Willie Nelson. It's called The Last Thing I Needed, The First Thing This Morning. This is truly the end of a romance, and I don't know. He tugs on my heartstrings with this song. So here we go with The Last Thing I Needed, The First Thing This Morning.
The postman delivered a past due bill notice. the alarm clock rang 2 hours late. And the garbage man left all the trash on the sidewalk. And the hinges fell off the gate. And this morning at breakfast, I spilled all the coffee, and I opened the door on my knee. The last thing I needed, the first thing this morning, was to have you walk out.
Was Willie Nelson singing The Last Thing I Needed the First Thing This Morning. You've been listening to Harry Bye on Wombats and Music on WEHC FM 90.7. If you'd like to send a request, my email address is hbaya@ehc.edu, and I'll play requests if there's something that fits my genre, and I like a lot of different things, so let me know what you like, and I'll play it for you. Hope to be with you next week, and hope you like my music. I love it, and I'm having a wonderful time. Good night.